It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Early voting ended yesterday, which means you have one last chance to cast a ballot in the city's local election tomorrow on primary day. And in this final weekend of campaigning, things got pretty interesting. Joining us now to bring us up to speed is WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So early voting has ended. What do we know about turnout so far?
Well, as of the close of polls last night, just about 191,000 people turned out for early voting. It's about 4% of the eligible voters. The highest turnout was in Brooklyn and Manhattan. And turnout was particularly low in Queens, given the number of eligible voters there. Now, this number is significantly lower than what we saw last fall in the general election early voting, but higher than what we saw in the 2020 primary, when, of course, there was a pandemic. But we did see those numbers ticking up each day during this recent period of early voting, suggesting that people really are starting to tune into this race in these final days.
Okay, and maybe a lot will vote tomorrow. We'll have to see. But do we know anything about the people who turned out to vote so far?
So we're going to learn a lot more about that today. At this point, we only know the breakdown by borough, which the Board of Elections posts on their website. We've requested the full list of people who voted early. I literally just got it as I started to talk to you. But what's interesting is I reported over the weekend about how the board says they do plan to share that information with anyone who requests it, since it's public information. And that helped explain why Andrew Yang's campaign was tweeting out analysis of the electorate last Monday. Now, what's not clear is if the board has consistently handled those requests and whether insiders might get a leg up on the rest of us. But now that we have the final look at early voting turnout, hopefully we'll have more to say about who turned out later today.
Okay. The candidates for mayor were all over town this weekend. Any major endorsements or big news that we should know about?
Well, not a clear endorsement, but two of the leading candidates, Andrew Yang and Catherine Garcia, did hit the stump together. This is what supporters of ranked choice voting say is supposed to happen. Remember, it's really those second choice votes are going to play a huge role when they do the ranked tally. When a candidate is eliminated, the voters that have their next choice transferred to the candidate that's still in the running. When Yang hit the stump with Garcia, he made it clear he wanted people who were ranking him number one to have Garcia on their ballot. Here he is.
Anyone who's been paying any attention to this race knows that I am a huge Catherine Garcia admirer and fan. I would urge anyone who is supporting me as their first choice, please do have Catherine Garcia on your ballot.
Now, here is Catherine Garcia at the same spot, who said explicitly she was not co-endorsing Yang.
I am not telling my voters what to do. I want them to get out there and I want them to use the system that we have for ranked choice.
Yeah, a little different.
Yeah, a little bit different. So the candidates both want each other's second choice votes because they think if the other's eliminated first, it could help them win. You know, this strategy may also undercut the front runner, Eric Adams, but the candidates wouldn't admit that on the record. But this pair will be back on the campaign trail together again later today.
Right. So what about Adams and Maya Wiley, another leading candidate? Where were they this weekend?
So Adams was really critical of this alliance between Garcia and Yang. You know, he is likely to be the most hurt politically by it since they are all appealing to more moderate voters. He remained very focused on the issues of public safety. I caught up with him yesterday, and this was his response to a reporter from a Spanish language outlet talking about visiting with the mother of two children who were caught between a shooter and his target on Thursday. And what that says about violence here in the city.
When I was in the Bronx yesterday and walked around in the crowd and heard those Spanish-speaking voters, they kept saying over and over again, we want these guns off our street. We want to be safe.
Late Sunday, there was actually a report that one of the Adams campaign's volunteers was actually stabbed while campaigning in the Bronx yesterday, which is awful. As for Wiley, she visited several churches Sunday morning before attending a rally against Asian American hate crimes. And on Saturday, she was actually endorsed by a key Black Lives Matter organizer, Hawk Newsom. All of the candidates will once again be out and around the city today and tomorrow. And my colleagues will be out there and we will bring you the latest.
I'm sure you'll be all over the place as well. That's WNYC's Bridget Bergen. For more of our election coverage, visit Gothamist.com/election2021. Thanks, Bridget.
Thanks, David.